Two tribes say Governor Mike Dunleavy and his administration are not doing enough to consult with their leaders on big issues facing the state. The previous administration made it state policy to consult with tribal entities on a government-to-government basis, and it's standard practice at the federal level. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Christy Schallenberger reports Dunleavy acknowledges the state policy, but he's unclear on how it would apply.
The Rutchikahamut Native Council in Bethel sent letters to three state agencies asking for government-to-government consultation on the permitting process for the proposed Donlin Gold Mine. The agency commissioners, all appointed by Governor Mike Dunleavy, said no.
I was shocked and, like, dismayed. Like, I couldn't believe they were denying our request, and it was like another shutdown to our voices.
That's Mary Mathias, ONC's Natural Resource Director. In a letter to ONC, the commissioners say they want to treat all Alaskans fairly. In this case, they say government-to-government consultation is a federal process and not applicable to state permitting. The Dunleavy administration also refused to consult with the Chilkat Indian villages over the proposed Palmer Project, a mineral exploration effort. In a press conference earlier this week, Dunleavy says he's willing to use the government-to-government process only if it leads to a, quote, absolute outcome.
Then my wife and my children are tribal members. I have a lot of friends who are tribal members. We're going to be sitting down with various stakeholder groups associated with rural Alaska and Native Alaska. And we want to have genuine conversations, though, that move us from point A to point B. We just don't want to have conversations just for the sake of conversations.
Alaska Native tribes are a form of government that's recognized at the federal level as having sovereignty over certain matters. But Alaska, like many states, is sometimes reluctant to accept tribal authority. Then, in 2018, Governor Bill Walker issued an administrative order saying the state must deal with tribes on a government-to-government basis when tackling issues that impact them. That order has not been rescinded by the Dunleavy administration. Walker's administrative order is one step in a decades-long debate over tribal sovereignty in Alaska. Matthew Newman is a staff attorney for the Native American Rights Fund.
Alaska, as a state government and its approach to tribal sovereignty, really, unfortunately, it breaks down to political choices by past governors and past legislators or legislatures.
In the 1990s, the Department of Interior formally recognized Alaska Native tribes. Newman says several court decisions have recognized tribal jurisdiction in Alaska as well.
The universal answer that comes back every time is no. Alaska tribes are indeed tribal sovereigns in the same sense that the Navajo Nation, the Cherokee Nation, or any other tribal nation in the lower 48 is a tribe.
But tribal sovereignty is not enshrined in state law or the Alaska Constitution. That leaves a lot of uncertainty over how the state will interact with tribes. And the political whiplash makes it harder for tribes to address problems and move forward with solutions. Kendra Kloster is the executive director with the nonprofit group Native Peoples Action and a member of the Tlingit and Haida tribe. She says every time a new governor steps into office, tribes must play defense.
We're constantly defending and trying to make people understand that, you know, Alaska Natives have been here, we've been stewards of this land. You know, every 4 years we might have to be doing that same education part of it.
Kloster says government-to-government consultation should be standard in Alaska, especially when dealing with major projects like the proposed Donlin Gold Mine. Dunleavy has repeatedly said he understands rural Alaska issues, including tribal sovereignty. Kloster says that just because Dunleavy's wife and daughters are Alaska Native tribal members, that doesn't give him buy-in with the community or an automatic understanding of how tribal government works.
I feel like really he's been using his wife of saying that we have, that I understand rural Alaska, I understand Alaska Natives, but clearly he does not, or he's not listening. He's not responding to people. He's not taking meetings. He's refusing to work with tribes, and so this is very concerning.
Back in Bethel, ONC says their letter shows that they and Dunleavy want the same thing, an absolute outcome. But in this case, the desirable outcomes differ. ONC doesn't want the proposed gold mine, and Dunleavy supports it. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Christy Schallenberger in Bethel.